A reading from the first book of Samuel. Hannah, wife of Elkanah, had no children. She prayed to the Lord and made this vow: O Lord of hosts, if only you will look on the misery of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazarite until the day of his death. He shall drink neither wine nor intoxicants, and no razor shall touch his head. In due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I have asked him of the Lord. Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, As soon as the child is weaned, I shall bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there forever. I will offer him as a Nazarite for all time. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, a measure of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord. She left him there for the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Happy they who dwell in your house. Continually they praise you. Happy they whose strength you are. Their hearts are set upon the pilgrimage. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. O Lord of hosts, hear our prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Every year his parents went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover festival. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem as was their custom. After the festival, as they were leaving to return home, Jesus stayed in Jerusalem, although his parents didn't realize that. After a full day's journey, they sought for him among their relatives and friends, and not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem in search of him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple. He was seated with the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And everyone who observed him admired his understanding and the answers he gave. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Why have you done this to us? Do you not know that your father and I have anxiously searched for you?" He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Do you not know that I must be in my father's house?" They did not understand the words he spoke. He went down with them to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. Mary held all these things in her heart. And he progressed in wisdom and age and grace before God and all the people. The Gospel of the Lord.